Well, now I want to sing about Joe Hill. Joe Hill was in prison in Utah. And, well, let me tell you how. Tell you about that. That's a memory that's been jogged about that. I've worked at every kind of dumb job you can imagine. Every kind of scumbag boss believable. Viners for Del Monte, all the way to working in state service down in the as a rat in the basement. I used to come to work 8 o'clock every morning, take the basement stairs down, and the governor would take the stairs up, and we'd shake hands as we passed each other in the hall. My. Kind of thing that would drive you crazy. I mean, not mad. I'm already mad. I don't mind that. That's what the situation requires. But I mean crazy, which is mildly uncontrollable. Was married at the time, living on $512 a month with five of us in the family, trying to buy a house, debt consolidation loans to consolidate my debt consolidation loans. Before Ammon Hennessy taught me that credit was evil, I gave it up. Well, I'd take long walks at night to try to sort my thoughts out, try to put together what my mother had said. She was a CIO organizer with what I thought I was feeling. I'd walk to Sugar House, out 21st South and 13th East. When we moved to Salt Lake in 47, that was a big red sandstone prison, Sugar House Prison. Well, about 52, 53, it was torn down for a city park, Sugar House Park. Well, I had gotten the plats since I worked at the Capitol, the surveyor's plats, and I could walk midnight through that park, and I could stand right on the spot where that white kitchen chair was that Joe Hill was tied to when he was shot. I would stand and look at the stars and look at the moon and think about what the hell it was I was doing with my life. Before Joe died, before the sun came up, passed a little piece of paper out through the bars to a guard who gave it to a reporter. On that paper was written the words, "My will is easy to decide, for there is nothing to divide. My kin don't need to fuss or moan. Moss does not cling to a rolling stone. My body, if I could choose, I would to ashes it reduce, and let some merry breezes blow them to where some flowers grow. Perhaps some fading flower then might take bloom and live again. This is my last and final will. Good luck to all of you. Joe Hill." I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, live as you and me. Says, "I but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died," says he. "I never died," says he. "In Salt Lake, Joe, great God," says I, "am standing by my bed. They framed you on a murder charge," says Joe, "but I ain't dead," says Joe, "but I ain't dead. For the copper bosses, they framed you, Joe, they shot you, Joe," says I. "Takes more than guns to kill a man," says Joe, "I did not die," says Joe, "I did not die." And he's standing there just as big as life, a smiling with his eyes. Says he what they forgot to kill, went on to organize, went on to organize. From San Diego on up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where workers strike and organize, says he you'll find Joe Hill, says he you'll find Joe Hill. Yeah, dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, live as you and me. Says, "I but Joe, you're 10 years dead," and never died, says he. "I never died," says he.